Hello, please. You can tell us who you are.
Mwaisabeni.
Twaisa.
Muligaboto.
Muligaboto, muligaboto.
Muligaboto. Mende melusi ya mwenengi.
Ya.
Nivegaboto.
Yesi tamule ya.
Oo. So mbani nenda sitewa mzonda ani nenda kwa mwuru zimbuli mwuma kakedi.
Oo. Hee. Na mwagale.
Ii. Chavo sana kwa mwuru kwa ni mwagali kupona, mwagali kudia, mwagali kudima vieni.
Mwagali kudima. Inzembe. Jitwa gali kulima. Mwuruzi. Eee. Nirwa umini na Luisi, nirwa zula minza, nga nirwa bachiri mwobuno, wai umina kukalisha mumpeyo muri juni, uyabu yalu, uyabu geja, aswe nkuganka, izipopke, alutanga, amyungu. Butu wakari kuchita.
Oh, ampo yu wai umini na onima yu kuganka, izipopke, amyunga, alutanga kupela.
Iii.
Nisima yu kuganka kwa.
Come here and share with us what they have to share with us their stories. That please do not leave your radio wherever you go. If you're going to your garden, carry your radio with you at the garden there and listen to what other women projects are, and maybe you can learn from them and develop your own project.
Na tu majula 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 wasiana siana siana pana 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 ya jiji tonga hitonga chesu chitonga
boga tonga. I guess my grandmother is a bit of a tonga, although I don't know how, but
I was really happy because this issue of recording, it encourages other women to join and to say their life, or to see my problem that they encounter in their life.
La danza poética.
Welcome to the Yes Africa Women's Forum 2015 podcast. Get ready to listen, to enjoy, and be inspired.
The Kariba Dam was constructed, then it became a lake.
Als der Fluss zum See aufgestaut wurde, verloren diese Frauen ihre Arbeit und ihre Rollen.
Prohibited women from doing their roles. It was now a male-only industry. It was only men who.
Die Fischindustrie ist heute Domäne der Männer.
No woman. So to us, it's an achievement that we managed to break that barrier and we now have a women-only cooperative.
Deshalb ist die Leistung unserer Frauenkoop auf dem See so bedeutsam für uns.
You have a lot of notes, so you have a lot to say, I guess.
This is really, really interesting, you know.
So the women at Zubo actually stood up and changed that concept, saying we can do what men can do using our own natural resources.
I begin to think, I say, how did you get to bring out these women? That is where I really want to know, because here, bringing out our own women here is not an easy thing, you know, to do. How did you get to bring them out?
Die Frauen aus ihren häuslichen Pflichten heraus und zusammenzubringen.
They don't know what you're about to do, oder? When you gathered them or so, but today is a success. So how did you get to bring them out from their places, you know, to start the whole thing?
Thank you. Radio Art.
The album Radio Remixes of Radio. Between mixing the voices, sounds, and atmospheres with electronic beats. We opened with the voice of Janet Mwindi and moved straight into the energetic track Tonga Anthem Remix featuring the Dumba students. Welcome. This is a radio bridge across the Zambezi and across the world.
Kando Minut Radio, Animeira Asher. לפנינו חודש עמוס במגוון יצירות רדיופוניות של אנשים מרחבי העולם לציון יום האישה
ולא אפריקאנס
בשמונה למרץ 2017
ככה חגיגית נוספת This is McDonald's Chimnesia Workage Broadcasting live from Free Radio Saskamangu.
They are also rainmakers, those women. So, yes, they are in Binga, yes. When we were looking for the story of Mawalila, someone said, oh, do you know these birds that you see here, the small birds, these birds that you see here flying all over here, do you know that we bow to them, we pray to them, we have women who...
Greetings from Free Radio.
Who are in control of these birds, the spirits that are connecting to the birds.
I want to really use this great opportunity.
There's a ritual with the birds.
To send my warmest greetings to the people of Tonga and our partner radios, Zongwe FM, Southern Province of Zambia.
That's our Zongwe FM 105.0.
Especially membrane.
I was out on this river,
with these friends, bitches.
It was in the dark.
I'm fascinated by that. I'm also fascinated by the Tonga people because they are marginalized like I am.
For hundreds of
people of mixed race in this country. Completely and utterly marginalized. We don't know whether we're Arthur or Martha, black or white or what.
It's so dark. And it's a complete change of pace. It's a complete
change
of lifestyle.
So, you know,
we live very much according
just
to
enough of it. And I'm so sick of this whole race thing because it was something that was implemented by the colonials. And it was a reason. Divide and rule.
But on a moonlight night, you can see everything. It's a negative. You can walk around and see a snake in your path.
Radio Continental Drift was sad bishna.
It's not like everyone's just blowing their horns at any time. There's a pattern and you can hear the pattern going and coming.
Yeah. The idea is that we want to really bring the African continent closer to the people here in the Western world. In fact, that is the emphasis, you know, bringing the African culture closer to the people. And that is also very important for us. You know, we live in a world where most people here in the Western world don't really understand the world.
You know, it's International Women's Day, the time to celebrate women's achievements and strive for better gender parity.
This is the power of radio waves to connect us all on a very real level. This is a radio bridge across the Zambezi and across the world.
We have now on the line Rosemary Kimanza.
The rituals of the environment that we are living in is lost also.
Chilili helped me in the I gained knowledge. I got knowledge from the radio station.
I'm really interested in finding out the story and then being able to tell it to someone else who might be interested in knowing what has happened.
Cuba, Colombia, all those places, Jamaica, Trinidad and Tobago, you know, they are part and parcel of the African people. That's why we are really rich.
And also because the rain deals a lot with the environment and fertility of the environment, it gives birth to life. The rain gives birth to life, mostly. So I think it is maybe the reason why it is mostly on women than men.
Okay, it might mean that there are so many lost lives there. There are people who lost their lives there. So they would communicate using water.
And these women would just come out and feed the birds and be with the birds, maybe 1 week or 2 weeks. Live a life with the birds, eat together with them, and then when the time comes, they would just fly and go back to the
birds.
I'm going there with a very, very open mind. But mainly I'm going there as Zubo. Maybe I'll be calling myself Zubo. I think.
Baobab. Baobab. It's a big tree. Baobab. It's a big tree. We have... As in this indigenous tree.
Then I'm like, oh, really? But it's just a tree, you know, this life, this town life of. So I'm getting into a really new life.
And then I started seeing this mountain, this interlocking.
There's a pattern, you can hear the pattern going and coming.
Like patterns from
there's so many mountains in Bingham.
Some from Tonga drums and Ndebele baskets.
To study. Initially, I wanted to be an engineer.
It's a pattern, you can hear the pattern
like patterns from.
After taking the classes, I didn't like it, but there were only 4 girls in my physics class, and the rest of them were boys. Like, how many tall boys and 4 girls?
Like patterns from
I didn't like it, but I really loved my geology class.
My grandmother used to do the baskets a lot.
There's so many mountains in Bingham. Climate change is a pattern.
Yes. So they say, no, next year when the rains comes here, we don't want winds. So they say, no.
Shall we pass over to the other side of the lake?
The rains come, we don't want to win.
We are stories from different parts of the world. Bring them on the radio and getting some from this area and taking them around the world.
We were the first group in Mpenga State to produce Imuyaya. Papa Imuyaya.
Someone actually told them I was there in Bing, I was there in the rurals. I saw the Ilala plant, but I never imagined that it would make something so beautiful. So I think, yes, most of them will be surprised to see all that, because I'm yet to tell them about all that.
This recording was made by Lucia herself in the Sikalenge word in Binga. So now the next recordings are actually my sister. Listen up. They are your producer sisters. They became radio sisters too, the Zubo women. They went out for 2 weeks in their communities and they made their own recordings. So this morning, listeners, there will be a lot of Tshitonga that Mugua don't understand.
No, the one who has more bit. Yeah, I think
Hello?
I want to record, I'll press
the button.
Okay, start
until,
recording.
Until it runs, yeah.
Then if I not want...
If you want to finish the recording, you want to save it, yeah?
Mm.
You press the button.
From the beach to the basket.
Turtle Island.
We my pet and me. I got so to take you go to the island. Or I told a pet and I'm going to go to the island. Yasibugeda, with little angas and Wangawana, he petted Niagara, Yasibuba and Sango, so I put here, would you want to go to the Caribbean? kambuka mapete ngiti ngako abikansa
they take some pattern from the bead. Yes, your bead pattern. Because right now we don't have the bead. So they are taking this pattern from the bead to the basket. From the bead to the basket. From the bead to the basket.
Turtle Island.
From the bead.
Turtle Island.
Kuti ino atole noji nditronka okuya kuma basket weaving na tu wanda wona muri wapanga ma ima basket aya ngoba beresha malala enko kuti tulambwa ikanyimbo alimwe tulambwa interview ikwamba la kwazoba uja tikizi ya amalala
To start with, I was inspired by my mother. My mother, she used to make baskets.
Myself, I can't weave baskets.
Grass bracelets for me.
No matter how much
young.
I wish I could. Because that's a skill that is passed down from grandmothers to granddaughters. So for some of us who were always here in town, we didn't have a chance to learn such skills.
Kuliwe Craft Center.
Even my mother, she could pay fees for me since my father died when I was very young. But she able to send me to secondary school for that 30 yen from craft.
Ziere deuti ziaba niti vieni. So tukazova machanges. Aguti tukaisi kwekulu pani. Kuti nsangwa.
I was a little girl who was really interested in learning for anything what my mother she was teaching me. So for some moments, I saw my mother, she has started weaving. So she used to buy sugar and the likes and clothes. So I told her to teach me on how she can produce this kind of product. So she had to teach me. For now, I can weave my own craft.
Did she tell us something about it, how she learned how to weave?
Yes. She said that she was trained by the Binga Craft Center. Yes. No, Binga Craft Center. So
not your mother or grandmother, my sister? No.
Then to change the color, you have to boil it in some natural dyes like mui tree, the bugs of a tree, but not
so
fresh.
Be able to record
you have
now.
To take the dry, the
okay,
dry
right
part
now,
of the tree.
Oh. It may be, my sister, maybe that it was at a time
Blackie
where the weaving was
for
almost
the
dead.
And for the black the person, for, you
and
know, for
that
Africans.
Perhaps the Binga Craft Center introduced it again
yes.
at that time because it was early times.
So niko akalangwa kuti cho chisuo chirukwa byene ane nsangwa yo irakachira nako kuti twairuwo. So zekazvita kumachembe pakari kuloka zisuo.
Why she get it from their mothers? They were producing big size of basket which we use when we want to winnowing the millet
in the field.
Yes. So they get it from there. So they had to produce the basket, a small basket from that big one. So they had an idea to produce a small basket.
So in a way she is saying that the basket weaving didn't die because the function of using the basket in the field didn't die.
Yes.
So the knowledge was there, but the,
yes, the knowledge was
as
there.
A craft
yes.
had to be invented.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. And I think you, Notani, you were at the beginning of this invention, reinvention of basket weaving as a craft. Mm-hmm. Yeah?
We believe in social cohesion where women come together. If they do the weaving, they'll be, it's not like they'll be quiet. Say that they'll be singing. Mm-hmm. Say that they'll be discussing issues probably that affect them. And in the process, they come up with solutions with some of the social problems. Mm-hmm. So that's the advantage of them coming together as groups mm-hmm. instead of working as individuals. Yes. Mm-hmm. If you notice, if you go there, you will
know the idea is that we would like women, women producers
those who are women,
from both sides of Kariba or Zambezi to meet and talk to each other. And if that is not just easily possible, we can at least do it on air. And that's what we are trying to do.
Yes, so this is Zongwe FM 105.0 on Gaziaman. This is where you're catching us from. And on the program, you have me, Patience Kabulo, and Claudia Mutinda. Yeah, we are just talking about
upon the construction
women,
of Kariba Dam.
Women,
I just want to give you a background. Zubo, it's not an abbreviation. It's a Tonga name which means fishing basket that was used long back when Zambezi was still a stream. The women used to make those baskets, then they would cut across the stream and holding their baskets, bending down and collecting all the fish that come along the way as they move upstream. Now you cannot do this on your own because there's no way you can have a basket that can pass cut across the stream. You needed to be a team. Now in the process they sang songs of joy. Each time they had good catches, they discussed about problems that affected them. So it's a concept that's passed on and on to the grandchildren until it gets to us, and we are going to pass it on to the other generation. Mm. So there is a lot of unity among the
ndichitira kuti imurimo ube vamwe vanjire kufamba na ma program kambo vamwe kuti tetwa tenda planovo vamwe vanokuedera imusure kuti menda kachirwa mukuti ambepo vandizunda vantu.
She is saying that as you know that there is labor to teach a huge number of people, so she suggested to train a few, then the few trained other people remained to reduce the labor.
You trained trainers.
Yes. T.O.T. Train of trainers.
Okay.
Let's try to explain a little bit, Donna, what is good and what is bad quality, because our listeners don't know what is good quality and bad quality of an Ilala basket. So, me neither. So okay. Let's try.
Okay. If I mean a good quality of product, I mean the product which is well produced, well weaved product. But for a bed, is something which was just weaved, or they don't really measure the Ilala parts or the pins to use. Since the crafts which we are producing, we have the small, medium, and large. For those three sizes, we also have the measurements for each size, for the for the ilala and pins that we use.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's the leaf of the palm, the softer part mm-hmm. of the ilala that is yes. used, and it's also the harder part of the at the bottom of the leaf, which let's call it pin, that is used, and that's used at the bottom of the basket.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
This starting the basket is a very crucial thing.
Mm-hmm. It is very, very crucial because it starts there when you want to produce a good quality of product.
I don't understand much about this, but
if you don't do well, the basket can
like
even fail to stand well.
Helping
themselves.
Exactly, because I know that because we have songs with all these words. So it means something like they have to choose the right starting size.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to produce a small basket,
mm-hmm.
then they choose a small
size of ilala. Mm. Mm. Not to choose, they can prepare. I don't know whether... What do you call in English? They can
cut.
Yeah, there is cut, but there is something. If I want to demonstrate. Maybe
cutting and slicing.
Yeah.
Slicing.
Yes. Yeah. Maybe that word can do. Yeah. Okay. To slice ilala.
And
they're supposed to do it little. Supposed to slice. Yes. Mm. To be slicing.
Songs of Chonge basket weavers across the levers as we continue, as we've heard the song which is saying, teach them on how to weave baskets. What do you need the knife for?
A knife we need not for not for that leaf, but for that pin. Yes, if you want to prepare a good quality of product, you are supposed also to slice that pin.
Okay. Mm. Do you half it, perhaps, or you slice it?
I think we half it. According, I think you can half it if you are producing a that large basket, but you can't have it if you are producing that little.
Aha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then we have to slice it further.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm.
That gives us an idea.
Yeah.
Okay. And then there was also something about adding, like because we are producing a round object,
yes,
and that's not
yes.
an easy thing to do,
mm-hmm.
because you are starting from a square foot or
mm-hmm.
bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Bottom.
Mm-hmm.
So then you want to end up with a round basket,
mm-hmm.
and that requires certain maneuvers.
Yeah. I think, it is not really difficult to set as a round basket, since you will be adding some those pins while using a needle, not to chew the pin. You're supposed to use the needle. We are doing so. When the buyer came, she don't want to feel, or she or he don't want to feel the that layer which was added.
To achieve a roundness,
mm-hmm.
you need to add certain
some
little
pins
yes. or branches.
While at least you are using a needle, mm-hmm. not to just in past days, we used to chew that needle. Then we had to insert the...
Into the weaving pattern,
mm-hmm,
you insert
mm-hmm,
that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But for now, they are encouraging not to chew, but they were encouraged to set using a needle.
Right, to just be more precise.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And that means then that when you touch over the basket,
you cannot feel in. Yeah. Tough layers or
any roughness. It feels smooth.
Yeah, smooth.
Mm.
Mm.
Okay.
Feels smooth.
Okay.
They were saying that this Ilala is the one which is really helping them into their day-to-day lives, since also it minimized weaving to request monies from their weaving husband.
Weaving. Weaving.
I was using a recorder and I had to connect a microphone, then I had to press the button on, then I had to record. That's what I did. I think I did the recording of the same of him.
Unity. Even peace.
And they can only do that, they only manage on doing the patterns when they come together, where they share knowledge. They come up with different
knowledge. Me, I do big work for money.
They can weave different patterns. They have different patterns. People, these weavers from being a different one, they can even write your name through weaving. Your name and the same, like your phone numbers. Oh,
okay. Mm-hmm. Which kind of patterns can you do?
It makes you, your brain creative.
What mapetele ba simatelele ba mtwe. Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm.
You can talk with beads. Mm.
I don't know.
Yeah. How does that
you can buy jewels from China.
No, I don't know.
But when you get home, dismantle it. Don't sell them as they are. Divest.
Ivana Bangu Vandalo was in Paribia in Novenga and Bundasiga, who's one who's Yanangomia went to one in Yangawaswata.
Where you find the other, there's a pattern which is more like a W and something like more like wind. They had meanings.
But they must make sure that they teach the young ones so that we don't lose our tradition. Otherwise, in the future, nothing remaining.
There is Imbanyina.
The elderly people.
Kwasiga basim iguo. Kwasiga.
It should not be only the old people to be making.
Kana Mulindi.
The young ones must also learn how to do the weaving.
Kwasiga. Imoyo.
Imbanyina. I don't know.
Maybe the old lady. They are the ones who know that, and they know the old ladies. Maybe our generation. We are just told the Zimbanyina, there is Smatelele, there is Zibasi, Iguo. So,
a triangle type of bead. Those beads were not common.
They are taking those patterns from the beads to the baskets.
And the young people don't like, you know, this kind of dirty things. You know, children of nowadays, if you ask them to go behind the computer, they will do very well. But ask them to make a clay pot or a basket, no, mommy. This is a big job, I don't like it. So we must be very careful so that we don't lose out our culture. We have to teach the young ones.
I actually didn't know that women used to fish together. I didn't know that. That means that a lot of other young people don't know. I didn't even know how they used to go into the river and make a circle. And then another woman would go and scare the fish, and the rest of them would be catching.
I
They didn't know that. So that means that a lot of other young people don't know.
If you look at a fishing rig, to us it's more of a modification of a zubo. Or if that ancient basket that was used to catch fish.
But what do you know? Net your winky ran in what Wanga was Sumpuga Sumpuga. Believe me. Why don't you go and bamboo? Who's one put a gangi and pinda? Nagari was his yambo and the gaga, cafti the ganga gang,
Most fishing cooperatives are mainly men because of the economic gains.
From the beginning with their grandparents and grandmas, they used a zubo basket to catch fish with the different animals inside. Men were there to kill animals, children were there to carry fish at home. They used to work together as women and men and children together.
My role was to record whatever being taught that side.
So, yeah,
So I went to assist those two women from different groups. Because they never went with notebooks where they can write whatever is being taught that side.
No,
actually, they've never gone there to go and they exchange ideas what them they do here in Zambia and what is being done there in Zimbabwe. So it will be beneficial to them because they will learn through Snazonge community when we broadcast.
Hello? Mbani mwatambula
mkikirai? Panza.
Panza wa?
Impanze.
Hello, mtuitira kuti mwatambulwa. Ati mwindiru ari mutume? Hello? Sure.
When Bindaogo started, a lot of officers, some they even approached me. Madam, what are you trying to do? Do you think those women will be able to raise the anchor in the Zambezi River? No. You guys, you need to employ someone. Those women should be seated at home, maybe just collecting their money.
They employed two men. Yeah, to assist them in terms of a heavy duty.
Mulege mare kuseka. Iso mwanangu tuliriyimviriti. Tubana kazi. Pele tuliyonse ntusiasia. Mari yose tulabadra kuma paxi. Tagwe umuntu utugwasizi amari byape. Njie suma nje tuliberegela. Nje tubadra nje tubona wose ma problems olotwa problem. Olotwa ba breakdown.
They were together, they can even employ.
Maweka would be there too, but what is ya? But it would balance ya. Ijibi indija mumans. Bulimumans. So, very angry to about my castle of Patuman in Tutunga, Mumomia Muzuvoli. Tawe imbi donate to Gwasizia via pet. We didn't get it devious.
Yeah, the question was like this: is those women they go to the river in a league with their husbands, or they go with other men, not their husbands? Hello?
I'm going to fire all the men and recruit women into my fishing cooperative because it seems women are doing better.
Fishing here using these rigs, because us in Zambia, these rigs are only meant for boys. There were no.
Ah, tomboy mbumambula ni mama. Inondi buziani nyere nyonsa. Mukaram washomwe na atamwetwe na muzomula levia muswanga na
vyechinja. You can still work, not only depending on men, words, not even us women, we can do that.
Nenda wamba so, ao, pumu ambao, ano vya atakuta kwe kwepete, onse tuliwetwe. Iba alumi vya subaka tuzumi ziyavi ya uti mwinke mwaka verege, verege levana. Nenda waka tulu woku novi ya ngadima 24 days, vya alumi baligu mwuzi, balizi uti, ibana kasi vya subaligu mbaligu, baligu minimu. Awapi atula mulimuzi yaba aluma atokapana jizuminano. 50-50, equalize. Kagwe mwalume utoka ilana, tulikubelega bia. Tuswana na kuma holde. Alakwe nga mwengu ticha mulu magu, ulikubelega la gulusuro.
Hello?
Kwa mwengu buluwe. Susia kuswana na tuya kuswana ziyamari.
Here they are not that cooperative. They can willingly leave their homes. Some will give some excuses. Who's going to take care of the young ones when I go that side? They forget that it will benefit them.
What I can say is, tell the way you have observed here in Snazongwe.
Here in Snazongwe,
yeah.
The way I have observed is that we don't allow women to participate in any activity. We don't allow any women to participate in any activity because we fear.
Yeah, maybe we hear the call from this man or women. Hello, Mwatambulwa.
I have a lot of questions.
which have not been answered.
Hello?
We don't allow any women to participate in any activity because we fear.
Tell us some encouragements which we were given there.
Okay, the first encouragement was without unity, women cannot work together. So they really encouraged our women here in Zambia to cooperate, to work together so that they should earn something high in future.
Because we are one.
Yeah, okay. Then I can say also, what was the response?
So
they told the women there in Bindauku that they will group themselves here and talk about it so that they should also have a leak.
There's
a big difference in Zambia and women from Zimbabwe.
Zambia, perhaps you still need to go through this fight, because certainly, you know, like now we get lots of concerns from men. Sadly, we don't. We would love to hear.
Hello.
I was inspired by the journalists in Zambia. The way they would just come out on news. As if the whole TV is there, just to watch them and listen to them, the way they're presenting the whole thing. Yes, that's what I've always wanted.
What I really think is for women to stand up and fight for themselves. A woman has to be confident in herself. A woman has to be educated. A woman has to stand on her own, and not only stand, or maybe what can I say? A woman has to trust in herself. Yeah, that's what I think about how, that is how we can start. That is how we can start to change. That is how we can start the fight of changing the thinking. I don't know what I can say. A woman has to be educated. Gone are those days where only a man or rather a boy was recommended for education. A girl child too has to be empowered. You educate a girl child, you actually educate the whole world. So that is, I feel and think a woman has, the first thing, a woman has to be educated. That way I think we can fight against gender issues.
but at least those women are there and they speak out. At least they show that every girl can really do it if they are there on the screen. And that's it.
You know, diaries are very interesting things to look at in terms of people and the experience. And there was a diary, I would have to look up the name again, of a British woman who was passing through this particular part of Africa in the early part of the century. And she's talking about what she sees around her. And she says, the women here
have many more rights than we in England do.
She said, women here have a right to their own name,
have a right to their own land,
they have a right to their own,
have a right to their own economic
space, they have a right to protection.
She said, in England, right now we have none of those.
Right now we have none of
those. You know, for me, those are the issues that seem to have fought that women had already wrestled so much of those rights for themselves. And then another system came and took those rights away from them. And now we're battling again to get back to the place where we were.
Hello?
So how can we bridge that gap between